This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This is going to sound like it's coming out of nowhere, but roll with me here for a second. Last time you went to a grocery store, what wound up in your cart? The basics, of course, but probably not any Campbell's soup. Yes, it's still summer and hot and all, but not necessarily soup weather. Sales of the company's condensed soups have not been doing well, though. So not well, in fact, that the hedge fund Third Point just launched a fight to replace Campbell's entire board of directors and sell the company outright. And it's not just Campbell's that's getting squeezed. A lot of packaged goods and processed food companies haven't been doing all that well either. But as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, that doesn't mean there aren't a certain kind of buyers.
At her apartment in Brooklyn, Helen Shore is boiling potatoes on a Saturday afternoon. She's making burritos to eat for lunch in the week ahead, so she's also prepped a bowl of cheese and some black beans. And instead of tortillas, she's using an Indian flatbread.
It's a rumali roti, but it looks a lot like a tortilla.
Oh, and she's also prepping two other recipes at the same time. She starts chopping up a watermelon to blend into margaritas. Next on her list, Vietnamese summer rolls. I ask her to show me what's in her pantry.
I have black vinegar. I have Trader Joe's dried wild blueberries because all their dried fruits are pretty cheap. I have this Alwadi tahini, which I bought at our local grocery store.
Here what's missing? Processed foods. Things like Betty Crocker mashed potatoes, Heinz ketchup, or Pillsbury cake mixes.
I never really buy those convenience foods like a cake mix or like any of that stuff because if I was going to make a cake, I would just make it from scratch.
Shore's 31, and it's people like her that have old-school food brands worried. Campbell's Soup just reported a 14% drop in its soup division revenue. Last month, Kellogg said sales of its cereal are down too. Brent Beshore is the CEO of a private equity firm called Adventures.
It certainly seems like no one's optimistic about these types of companies beyond just sort of their stability.
Private equity firms like his amass piles of cash from big investors, and they use it, along with a ton of borrowed money, to buy up companies. The companies they target are often stable, but have sluggish sales and falling stock prices. Donna Hittrich is the director of the private equity program at the Columbia Business School. She says private equity firms look at food businesses and like what they see.
It's a space that you can understand. It's a space that's probably not subject to a lot of volatility swings in terms of the fact that we all eat, we all need food.
This has been the busiest year for private equity in more than a decade. And the number of private equity deals involving food is growing. In July, the private equity firm Brynwood Partners bought the Pillsbury brand from J.M. Smucker. The private equity giant KKR just bought Unilever's margarine business, which includes I Can't Believe It's Not Butter. Hittrich says these firms aren't buying food companies for the delicious taste.
They're buying the businesses in order to generate a return, and the way that return is realized is by exiting the business.
And just like flipping a house, private equity firms have to fix up the business so they can eventually sell it at a higher price. That means using existing equipment longer, selling off divisions, laying off employees. To survive, food companies have been doing some shopping of their own. NYU economist Carolyn Dimitri and I stopped by a Manhattan grocery store to check out the shelves. She points out that the center of the store isn't all yellow 5 and sodium bisulfites. Healthier products are sitting there, too.
So let's see if we can find a Cascadian Farm product, which should be here somewhere. It's owned by General Mills.
Dimitri says food companies like General Mills have been buying up brands marketed as healthy and stocking the shelves with them.
Almost all of these natural product and organic brands are owned by the legacy companies, but they're marketed under a different label.
She points out another General Mills product, Annie's, the mac and cheese brand. After years of private equity ownership, Annie's was scooped up by General Mills in 2014. Last year, an executive called it the company's biggest brand.
The consumer still thinks of like Annie's as being, you know, something that Annie started.
It's a private equity success story. And if Annie's wholesome branding makes you feel better about buying from a big food company, then go for it. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.